This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden dropped out of this year's ongoing presidential race on Sunday, and he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden's been facing an uphill battle since his disastrous debate performance on June 27th against Donald Trump. And as much as he's tried to recover,
I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. I know how to do this job.
Voter support and congressional support have been slipping away. On his X account, President Biden wrote, "I believe it's in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term." I'm Jackie Quinn.
VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris appears to be the natural successor, in large part because she is the only candidate who can directly tap into Biden's campaign war chest, according to federal campaign finance rules. Now, Democrats urgently have to try to bring coherence to the nominating process in a matter of weeks and persuade voters in a stunningly short amount of time that their nominee can handle the job and beat Trump. The decision marks a swift and stunning end to Biden's 52 years in electoral politics, as donors, lawmakers, and even aides expressed to him their doubts that he could convince voters that he could plausibly handle the job for another 4 years. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said on Sunday he thinks Vice President Kamala Harris will be easier to defeat in November's election than Democratic President Joe Biden. CNN said the Republican former president made the comments to the network shortly after Biden announced his decision. This is VOA News. The United States Secret Service is now admitting it denied some past requests by Donald Trump's campaign for tighter security, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Take a look at what happened.
The Secret Service denied rejecting requests from his team for increased security. Now the agency acknowledging it had turned back some requests in the years before the shooting, in which Trump says a bullet pierced his ear and a rally attendee was killed. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the job of the Secret Service is protection.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle expected to appear Monday at a congressional hearing on the matter. I'm Julie Walker.
Bangladesh's Supreme Court on Sunday scrapped most quotas on government jobs after nationwide action led by students spiraled into clashes that killed at least 139 people, but some organizers said the protests would continue. Dismissing a lower court order, the Supreme Court's appellate division directed 93% of government jobs should be open to candidates on merit, its attorney general told Reuters. China and the Philippines have reached a deal in an effort to stop clashes at fiercely disputed shoal in the China Sea. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
China and the Philippines have made an agreement that they hope will end confrontations between the two nations in the South China Sea. The most notable dispute is over the second Thomas Shoal, which the Philippines occupies. A crucial deal was reached that aimed to establish a mutually acceptable arrangement at the shoal without conceding either side territorial claims. China has disputes with several governments over land and sea borders, many of them in the South China Sea. The rare deal with the Philippines could spark hope that similar arrangements could be forged by Beijing with other rival countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli forces battled Palestinian fighters in the southern Gaza city of Rafah on Sunday, striking areas in the center of the coastal enclave where thousands of Palestinians displaced from their homes have been seeking shelter. Residents in Rafah, near the border with Egypt, said fierce battles raged, especially in the center and in western areas where Israeli tanks had advanced in the previous 2 days. Gaza's Islamist militant group said fighters confronted Israeli forces with anti-tank rockets and mortar bombs. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.